ABC Radio Australia.
As people in the Australian state of Victoria were told the number of COVID-19 cases would get worse before it gets better, the world is also being warned that the pandemic is far from over. Yesterday, we hit a total of 10 million cases globally, although it almost certainly massively underestimates the true number of people infected with coronavirus. And the head of the World Health Organization, Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, says the pandemic is speeding up in many parts of the world.
We all want this to be over. We all want to get on with our lives. But the hard reality is this is not even close to being over.
Here in Australia, Victoria recorded 75 new cases of COVID-19 in the past 24 hours, making it the highest daily total in 3 months. A small number of cases were reported in the states of New South Wales and South Australia too, but they are all people who have travelled to Australia from overseas and are in hotel quarantine. So as the numbers rise here, what does this mean for Pacific Islanders who are meant to be travelling here for work? In Solomon Islands, where income from seasonal work has helped families build new homes, start small businesses and change lives, many are keen to return to Australia. In a moment, we'll hear how that might be possible in light of COVID-19 restrictions. But first, our reporter Evan Wasuka is in the Solomon Islands capital of Honiara, and he caught up with some people who have had their plans thrown up in the air.
It may be fun time for her kids, but nearby, Sherilyn Ara is knee-deep in water, collecting watercress to sell at the market.
Me clean him, inside the water, and then
I clean it in the water, take out its roots like this, parcel it, and that's
$10.
It's hard work, and for a long time, this was the sole source of income for her family. But last year, the 39-year-old left her four children behind to join the Pacific Seasonal Workers Program, which provides jobs on Australian farms.
When I came back, what I did was I built a house. I built a chicken house. Then I bought a car. That car I used as a taxi.
She calls it a blessing because with her income from Australia, she was able to invest in small businesses and earn more than ever before. A canteen to sell basic food like sugar and tea to her neighbours is being built. And across the road, the frame of a three-bedroom house stands.
We've stopped building because we've done as much as we can with the money we have. So I hope with my second, it'll be okay and I can complete the house.
On a beachfront at Kakabona village, Frida Sikwai also has big plans.
I want to finish building a house for my kids, then I want to develop this beach as a picnic area for people to come visit.
Frida is a single mother of four with two tours of Australia under her belt. She says seasonal work has turned her life around.
It's been 2 years since my husband left. This seasonal work has really helped me. It's made life a bit easier, and now I can plan ahead for my children's future.
She's put her money into a taxi and added an extension to her house, which she rents out as a shop. Frida and Sherilyn were supposed to return to Mildura in May.
Australia's borders will close this evening with only Australian citizens and residents allowed into the country.
It's now the prospect of work is uncertain and their plans are up in the air.
We only had 1 hour to pack up, threw our clothes inside, carry on and we left. We took a flight in Darwin, slept in Brisbane, took a motel and slept there. The next day we were in the Solomons. 17 of us flew here on a Wednesday. On Friday, flights to Solomon Islands were cancelled.
Dalton Hala is back at Kakabona village, but construction work on his new home has come to a standstill as he tries to ration his money. He's eager to get back to work and says Australia should recognise that Solomon Islands is COVID-19 free.
If, like, for send them, if I go back, maybe I'll have to go through the medical.
If we are to be sent back, we should go through medical checks here. We don't have any cases, but we have to go through Australian government. They're strict about medicals. But it's a normal part of our work, this test.
Normal procedure, blood team, blood, have to go through medical.
But opinion over what to do next is mixed. Sherilyn is terrified at the thought of catching COVID-19 and says they should only travel when it's safe to do so.
I don't think they should allow us to travel while coronavirus is still there, in case someone brings it back here and then we'll get sick too. So it's best to stop travel.
As they wait for advice, Dalton says the lack of income is starting to affect them.
When we meet our friends, we talk about we need to go back because we don't have money. Our plans, like our house, have stopped. We need to go back and earn money.
As for Sherilyn, she's once again collecting watercress and selling betel nut and food on her street. While she waits for the borders to be reopened, she's looking at other ways to make ends meet.